Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to watch us live, go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Friends, we're talking about how America is being invaded. There's no question about it. While you sleep, while you're being distracted, while the con man's out there telling all of his goats everything's good and nobody's done more than we have, I mean, it's just crazy. It's craziness is what it is. The Bible says that the Antichrists will destroy through peace and policy and craft. Okay, read Daniel 8:25 when you get a moment. There it is for you, okay? But I was just highlighting this, friends. Let me just stop. Do you hear how everything is fear-driven? Insects are a threat to our safety, our health, food, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink. Hey, folks, let me just get something clear. No weapon formed or fashioned against the righteous should prosper, for our righteousness is of the Lord. That's what it says, right? And he promises 70 to 80 years in strength. Is that right? Psalm 80, yeah. He does, to the righteous. And I'm not talking about you being righteous. I'm talking about those that have put on the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. When we're there, where else are we? Well, we're given the promise that when we walk in the light of the countenance of the Most High God, that He would drive out the wicked from before us. Again, what Bible are people reading? Read Exodus 23. My goodness, friends. It's nothing but promise. Deuteronomy 28, first, the first 15 scriptures apply to the righteous in Christ. Nothing but promise. Same thing in Leviticus 26, verse 15. Nothing but promise to those that are in Christ Jesus. Okay? Oh, let me say this too. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. There you have it. That's Christianity. To he who hath the Son hath life. If you don't have the Son, if you don't have life, it's because you don't have the Son. Stay in your prayer closet until you have the life of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, right? From the heart, that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, Acts 5 and also Romans 6. But when I think about all of the fear-driven product, if you don't take this, this is what's going to happen. If you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. Folks, that's how you drive. Folks, we don't take counsel from our fears. And first of all, perfect love casteth out all fear. And the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, Romans 5:5. And we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. So that's why people rush out when they're, let me say it this way. When companies use fear tactics to drive people to their businesses, I don't trust that. I don't like that. And it doesn't just apply to business. It applies to everything. I mean, how many days a week do we hear the government, now the coronavirus, man, if you don't do this, this is what's going to happen. And really what's at work there, friends, is the government attempting to overreach and to be more intrusive into your personal lives. They want permission from you, because what you don't realize is they're looking for more of an excuse as to rule over your lives. And what do they use to do that? They bring about the fear, right? You know, let me say it this way. Order out of chaos. That's what it is. Order out of chaos. But I want to go back to this. When you read Psalm 91, what does it say? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yeah. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Whoa, so much for that, right? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8. Yep, I see that too, Lord. Yep. And then when you go to verse 4, it says, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto you, child of God, in Jesus' name. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, David said, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder. The young lion and the dragon thou shalt trample underfoot, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him, saith the Lord. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Boy, and it sounds awfully familiar with the New Testament. And when I think of that, the first thing I think of is how He's given us power over all of the enemy. Not some or part, but overall. And how people that call themselves Christians that talk contrary to the Word of God, they're believers that don't believe. And I'm being funny, but I'm thinking out loud, but it's really true. They're believers that don't believe. And I'm just getting something here, and I want to share it with you. We're doing live radio right now. And when I think of Scripture again, and that's where my mind is, I'm just trying to get a clear signal here, friends, in heart. I'm good. I'm just pondering right now, just getting directions. You know, I pray that the Lord will give me understanding in all things at all times and all places. That's what the Holy Ghost does. 1 John 2:21, read it when you get a moment. 2:27, the anointing that abides in you teaches you all things. And He guides you into all truth, and He gives you perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity. And I'll come back to that in just a couple minutes. I'm just getting a couple different thoughts here. I want to come back to the conditioning of Americans, because that's what this is all about, as you're being invaded. Notice how the media is trying to browbeat anybody that dare stands up against those that mean not to assimilate. How they want to browbeat you into submission. What do? They call you names. What does care do? They call you names. They call you racist. They call you haters. They call you everything that they shouldn't be calling you. But they know what they're doing. And the fact of the matter is, the good people should know what they're doing too. I'm going to show you how this works when we come back in just a moment, and I'm going to pull up that scripture that I have in heart. I just got to put it together. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I got in front of me right now. Folks, give me some of your thoughts. What I was thinking about right before the end of last segment was this. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means hurt you. Now, I'm not talking about a bunch of southern hillbillies out in the mountains there taking scorpions and serpents and having them bite me to tempt the Lord God. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But it really is true to those that walk in the Spirit. What he said, he meant. And let me say this. Either the Lord is who he says he is, or he's not. And I'm here as a living epistle. The Bible says that we're written epistles for all men to read. Okay? I'm telling you that he is who he says he is. I'm at some times in my life throughout the day in thought thinking of the awesomeness of who he is and what he has done in spite of me. It's always in spite of me. It's always done on our behalf because of his mercy through Jesus Christ. I got to reiterate this point. I don't understand how people that call themselves Christians, when their faith is tested, read Mark 4, by the way, when you get a moment, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. I don't understand when their faith is tested how they turn on the Word of God and they believe what man has to say. And yet we see over, like for example, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. He is the Lord that healeth thee. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:7 and 8. Yes, I get it. Okay, cool. But do you get it? Because it's interesting, when people get a little sniffle, the first thing they do is go to the doctors. And yet we see the woman who had the issue of blood that gave all that she had to the doctors, who made her no better. But she had real faith that pressed into the Son of God, and she was instantly cured. How is that a thing of the past? When the Lord is faithful unto 1,000 generations. Let me ask you this. How is it that a thing of the past, friends, when the Lord said He doesn't change? If He didn't change, then who changed? And it's interesting how you hear today, especially from the pulpits, as to why certain things don't happen. I mean, they'll blatantly kick down the Holy Ghost and the giftings of the Holy Ghost. They'll kick down prophesying, yet in the book of Thessalonians, it says, despise not prophesying. It tells us to covet the gift of prophecy. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 12:28. I mean, what about the word of wisdom? What about the word of knowledge? What about miracles? God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. He is who He is, or He's not. I'm telling you, He is. First-hand experience, a yielded vessel, the foolish things of the world, the weak things of the world, that's me. What about discerning of spirits? It's still here. The Holy Ghost isn't going to deny Himself because you do. What about miracles? What about even tongues, friends? You know, it's interesting. I've had people say to me, oh, I just don't know about that tongues thing. Well, if you don't know anything about it, then don't say anything about it. Just like Paul, who said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not wrought through me. Don't sit there and denounce it and act like an unbeliever when you call yourself a Christian. I seen it firsthand. I remember when I was in Israel, 1992, I was a heathen. I was asked to go to a tour out in Israel. We went everywhere. Got the hat, the t-shirt. I mean, the Dead Sea to Golgotha to Gethsemane. I mean, I went everywhere. And I remember one time I was on a bus. And again, I'm a heathen, but I never doubted God. I always knew that He was there. I just didn't know how to get to Him. Jesus, His name. That's how you get to Him. Meet Him on His terms. Okay? He's our exemplar. I was on a bus with this tour group, and all of a sudden there was a guy on the bus, and we're in Israel, keep that in mind, and all of a sudden this guy stands up and walks out of the bus. I'm getting a witness right now. And he walks out the bus and he starts praying like in an unknown tongue, and I'm thinking, what is this guy doing? This is weird, man. I feel really uncomfortable. Well, guess what? It's not about me. It's about someone that He is using, that's yielding Himself, that's a faithful witness, that's going to deliver a soul. Because what I didn't know, and nor did the man that yielded himself over to the Holy Ghost to pray in an unknown tongue. All of a sudden, he gets off the bus and starts praying in an unknown tongue. I'm looking at him, thinking, okay, what are we doing here? And all of a sudden, these two foreign men walked up to him, and they said to him, why do you say that? Why do you say that? And the man that was yielding himself over to an unknown tongue said, I don't know. What is it that I'm praying? And these two foreign men right in front of my face, and I knew it was for me and for them. Don't you dare disparage the Word of God because you have not partaken with the Word of God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you denounce the gifts of the Holy Ghost, because He's still the same. He does the same things that He always has. If it's in the Word, then it applies. And until that changes, you know what? We're just going to keep rolling that direction. Read Revelations 22, the very end of the chapter. You know what these two men did? They walked up to Him and they said, in response to Him, He said, I don't know what I'm praying. I'm praying in an unknown tongue. These two foreigners looked at Him and said, you keep saying Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. No wonder why in the book of Acts everybody thought Peter was drunk. In the spirit, he was praying an unknown tongue concerning what they needed to hear. It's the same thing with healings. I've heard preachers say, oh, it doesn't happen anymore. I've seen it. I've been a part of it. It's true. Miracles concerning healing are happening all day long in third world countries. By the way, this is why I had the pause, because I knew there was a download coming. I just didn't know what direction we were going to go. But here we are. This is for someone that's drinking it in right now. And I wish some of you, some ones, would call in and confirm what's going on here. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, it goes on. Praying in the Spirit. Praying with your understanding. You know, and the other thing I'd like to highlight, too, is the apostle, the prophet, and the teacher are supposed to be first in the church. And you know you don't hear about in the church in America today, for the most part? Through traditional customs, to the commandments of men who made void the word of God? Read Mark 7. You don't hear about the apostle, the prophet, or the teacher. Guess who leads the church? The apostle, the prophet, and the teacher. Guess what you hear about? The pastor leading the church. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? Because I can't find it. Matter of fact, the New Testament talks about pastors one time. And when we read the book of Acts, who was establishing? The apostles were. Who was warning? The prophets were. Where are the apostles and the prophets? Well, we've got so many fleshly ones, false prophets and false apostles today, that everybody has just basically pushed them to the side and said they just don't exist anymore. I'm here to tell you that's not true at all. They're just hard to find. They're like a bunch of needles in a haystack. And I'll tell you how you know who they are, because they're telling you 9 times out of 10 what you don't want to hear. It's what you don't want to hear. Hey, folks. 1-866-582-9933. I'd like for someone to show me where the pastor leads the church. I can't find that. Can't find it anywhere. Before you call in, read 1 Corinthians 12:28, okay? And then call me in. Or call in. 1-866-582-9933. If I'm preaching to you right now, folks, and there's more to it, you need to understand what the giftings, you tap into it when you get into a conversation. There's more here for you. But let's have that conversation. I said I was going to get to the conditioning of Americans. And the conditioning of the Americans and the Americans are going back to the topic of the show today concerning how you are being invaded, because you are being invaded. Remember what I said during the first segment? You've been told for years in this country there's 13 million illegals. No, there's 30 million. There's 30 million. See, they want to get to a point where you cannot stand up any longer, friends. That's why they're bringing these people in. I told you during Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure, if they had the support that they claimed that they wanted, or that they claimed that they had, then why is it that they need to bring the illegals into America? Because they don't have it. And it's not just what you would call the left or the Democrats. It's both sides. You just heard during the break a couple minutes ago, friends, about how Donald Trump is sitting there telling his followers, the goats, exactly what they want to hear. The rule of law. I mean, that's what he said. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? The rule of law for who? The lawless? That doesn't make any sense. But I want to show you this, because this is how it's happening in the United States of America. Okay? The conditioning of Americans, politicians allure them in. Federal agencies round them up. And again, what's the real objective? I'm going to cover that in just a couple minutes. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on YouTube. Join us on live chat, or go to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Be right back on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a setback for Democrats in Congress, a federal appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump over the testimony of high-ranking administration officials. The decision undoes a lower court ruling that would have forced former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. It's likely to doom efforts to get other high-ranking officials to testify in House investigations of the president. In a three-judge panel, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued the 2-1 decision. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell sought to calm fears over the viral outbreak by issuing a rare statement of reassurance that the Fed will use all of our tools to support the economy, a strong signal of a coming interest rate cut. The stock market has plummeted 13% this week over widespread concerns that the coronavirus could drive the U.S. and global economies into a recession. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business. So you'll get loans with competitive interest rates. And in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Let me just get to this. I'm just going to give you a quick download on this, okay? The conditioning of Americans. What I want to show you really quick is I want to show you how the government in this country creates the very problems that it later comes in through the back door only to play the problem solvers too, okay? Okay, this is so history, friends. It's so being played out in real time today. It's like you almost can look at him and say, man, put a little mustache on this guy because he's doing the exact same. I mean, straight out of the playbook. But what they do is they create the problem, then they come in through the back door, only to play the problem solvers to the very problems that they themselves create. Now, it's important that you understand this because it has everything in the world to do with invasion, okay? Because America, you're the enemy. Michael Snyder said a list of 72 types of Americans that are considered to be extremists and potential terrorists in official U.S. government documents. It's interesting. Now, I'm curious where they got that delegated authority to establish such documents, right? Are you a conservative, a libertarian, asked Michael, a Christian, or a gun owner? Are you opposed to abortion, globalism, communism, illegal immigration? Or are you opposed to the United Nations or the New World Order? Remember, it used to be a conspiracy theory. No longer, friends. Do you believe in conspiracy theories? Do you believe that we are living in the end times? Or do you ever visit alternative news websites? Because if you've answered yes to any of these questions, said Michael, you are a potential terrorist. So when I'm talking about the conditioning of Americans, you need to understand politicians are firstly alluring illegals into America. Okay? First thought. The Wall Street Journal reported, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami are among cities anticipating raids. Orders include detention and deportations, administration officials say. Whoa. Okay? It goes on. Washington Immigration and Customs Enforcement will launch an effort to round up thousands of undocumented, they call them, they're illegals, of undocumented migrants across the country on Sunday as a part of Trump's administration crackdown on illegal immigration, according to three administration officials. Who is it aimed at? Keep that in the back of your mind, okay? We'll pull that off the shelf in just a moment. Details of this weekend's operation remain unknown, but the official said that the orders include detention and deportations. Okay. Okay. Sounds good on paper, right? But what's the reality of what's actually taking place here? This is what they're not telling you. And again, I want you to think with me for a moment. The question that we need to be asking is why are the illegals coming into America, and who's responsible for doing so? First of all, if you want them to quit coming in, quit offering them welfare. But I want to ask you a question. Who's putting out the fleece to allure them into America in the first place? Well, we have felons masquerading as mayors within the United States of America, and they are alluring illegals into America. Okay? There's incentive. Right? They're given a table filled with incentives, housing, a car, a phone, welfare, food stamps, cash welfare. The list goes on. These mayors that are alluring them into America on American taxpayers' dimes, again, are putting them on something that's called welfare. It's unconstitutional. 2 Thessalonians 3:10 says, listen, if they don't work, neither should they eat. As well as all-inclusive work permits, listen carefully, this is happening now, work permits are given to these people to come into America. License, they don't even have to prove who they are. Housing, again, the things that I just got done sharing with you. And all of this is being done by the same said representatives that are simultaneously attempting to strip you of your God-given rights. Think about it. They're alluring illegals in, and they're trying to strip you of your God-given rights at the same time. Okay. You've been told by these same people there's a Muslim threat. You've been told by the same media that there's a Muslim threat. There's an issue of terror, and these are our enemies. Okay. Now they're protecting the Muslims against anybody that dares speaks out against them. Okay. They just had to do this incrementally through a siege. Again, talking about God's judgments here, friends. Now, what happens here is the federal government... Again, listen carefully. This is a fact. If you'd like to dig up in the Constitution where you can show me otherwise, I'll happily correct myself. But it's not there because I have the law right in front of me. U.S. Code 8, okay, 1324. You can go to Law Cornell Education, and you'll find the law there. It's also found in Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Listen carefully. The federal government has no business superseding the states and going into each state to round up the illegals in the first place. They don't have any business doing it. See, but if the American people don't know the difference, they think what this president is telling them is the best news known to mankind. Let me go back to this. In fact, the state should be rounding up, and I want to be clear about this. The state should be rounding up these said mayors and said representatives that are alluring illegals into their unconstitutional sanctuary cities and prosecuting them for their treasonous activities. Right, Mr. Trump? I mean, you were just talking about the rule of law to all of your goats. But you haven't brought that rule of law in for anybody concerning prosecution or indictments. Concerning all of those that are considered to be your arch enemies. Everybody's beating up on the president. Have you forgotten that he is the commander-in-chief? Give me a break. Evil men understand not judgment, period. Keep in mind as well, the federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not subject to the federal government where they supersede or overreach or encroach upon because the states are sovereign. When you look at the 10th Amendment, it reads like this. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited it by to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So this is how this deceptive game is being played, okay, on the people that they are to in fact represent. What we see happening here is that the states are forfeiting themselves or opening themselves up to the federal government by alluring these illegals coming into their states and then making it a federal issue by not enforcing their state laws. Do you understand? This is all by design. They're working hand in glove, just like the left and right is, right? Does anybody have a clue as to why this is being done? Because in the end, it gives the federal government the power for which they've always longed for. Okay? Now, again, I got to go back to this because I can just see how happy this administration's supporters are about all of this when it comes to addressing the problem. Remember when Donald Trump said that he's not the one that's under attack, the American people are? He's exactly right. And guess who's doing the attacking? He is. What are you talking about, Bradley? What they don't realize is Donald Trump's supporters, right, is they don't realize that this is designed to undermine the very rights and freedoms that they think this administration is upholding. So, therefore, in the end, it's all aimed at them. This is the judgment of God. Again, let me go over to 2 Thessalonians. Because I just read this last night. And it is about as clear as it gets when you read 2 Thessalonians 2:10. And I just want you to hear it verbatim. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, these are the people that refuse to call it for what it is. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That they might be saved. Okay? When you go to the next verse, 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. That's right. Right. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I want you to hear this because this is what I'm getting right now, okay? When I go over to 1 John, and do you remember, right, that Donald Trump said he didn't need to repent? Because he said he never did anything wrong. Well, when you go to 1 John 1, just so you understand who these men and these women are blindly following, you know, Jesus said, let them be. They all, the blind lead the blind. They all end up in a ditch. Yep, we get that. But it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar and his word is not in us. See, because these people don't believe the truth, they believe the lie, they adhere to the lie. And it reminds me of Jeremiah 5:31, where the Lord said back through Jeremiah, listen, my people would have it so. My people would have it so. That's right. To their own destruction. Has anybody ever taken the time to read the book of Lamentations? Oh, my goodness. That was the book that was written after judgment. And I got to be honest with you. I don't ever want to see that a day in my life. I don't want to see that happen. And I guarantee you, neither did Jeremiah. But apparently the people didn't care enough until they actually learned the hard way. And they learned the hard way. Oh, yeah, they did. I don't want Americans to learn the hard way. Why? Because I love them enough to tell them the truth. Prevention is better than cure. But I can't do it for you. You know how many people in the state of Minnesota, friends? I'm broadcasting live out of 1530 a.m. in Minneapolis here. It's a super strong signal. I have my enemies, not because of me. They despise God, but yet they call themselves Christians. They listen to me every day. They report on me constantly and what they don't agree with, but they won't call in and confront me with the Word of God. See, they don't understand what it means to contend for the faith found in the book of Jude, right? But it's interesting, friends, how there's not a one of them that can deny a thing that's ever one time been said on this program. Not a one time. Why? Because, again, I'm giving you what the Word says. I'm giving you what the Constitution says. This isn't a format where people can call in and debate their favorite politicians. That's not what we're doing here. No, we want to get beyond that. That's immaturity is what it is. That's childishness. The fact of the matter is, friends, I love the people in this country enough to tell them the truth. And even those that despise me for the truth's sake, I love you enough to tell you too. You know what I'm telling you is true. You know the fruit of this ministry. You've seen it for 23 years. If I've been wrong, then don't listen. But if the Word of God has been right through this little punk, this weakling, then you know what? It's time to take heed. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, this last week here, I did an article and just basically showing the absolute hypocrisy of those that just blindly follow behind this administration, because what he says counters what he does. And when I show them what he does, they call it fake news. Well, I said, man, it's incredible. And matter of fact, I had to respond to one of these individuals and say, I didn't know parrots drank Kool-Aid. I said, boy, oh boy, are you drinking it all in. But I'm showing you what the fruit of this administration is, the fruit that's hanging on his corrupt branches. I'm not going along with what he says because he says it, because I've seen that the man doesn't know how to tell the truth. John 8:44, he doesn't. There's no truth in him. I had one lady respond, and all week I've been getting responses like this. This is encouraging. Thank you for your articulating what needs to be expressed. The almost religious dedication and adulation for President Trump, it's really small. For President Trump by too many professing Christians who seem to have forgotten that Christ's kingdom is not of the world, and that to hail any human as an earthly savior is blasphemy. That's right. I contributed articles over to where she is writing from, which I collaborated on an article published in that website again, and then she brings up another name. And then she says, I'm an old-timer, have been involved with politics and political activity for many years, but not until President Trump have I seen the almost messianic, unquestioned adulation of any president by supporters as I have seen with this president on the part of people I have worked with in the Republican circles for decades. to print out anything less than positive about him to them, they react as if one is speaking blasphemy. He said, she said, your article articulated what needed to be said. I received letters all week in a positive affirmation, which shows me there's a lot of people that see the hypocrisy and they understand why those that call themselves the right, the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, why they have a left, because they're the problem. They're the hypocrites. And also keep in mind, just as a point that needs to be reiterated, in John 19:15, keep in mind, these are the same people that had Jesus Christ crucified, saying, hey, listen, crucify him, we have no king but Caesar. It's exactly the same spirit that's alive today. And that is a sign, a sure sign of judgment. I want to do my best to finish this up. We got one more segment. Oh, a side note, we've been talking about invasion and how the Muslims are invading America. It's interesting, about 25 minutes away from where I live right now, there's something called St. Cloud State. Over the last 10 years, St. Cloud State has just been, the college there, no matter how much they try to put it up under false pretenses, it's crumbling down in a big way. It's interesting to note that some of these residence halls are being closed down. Why? Because I just found out from a former city council from that city just a couple days ago, again, firsthand information, that over 1,000 students just last year have left that college. Why? What follows those that are coming in to conquer, friends? What always follows them? Destruction. They can go ahead and put it up the way they want to put it up, like everybody's about it. But the fact of the matter is, the only people that are about it are those that are trying to establish a new world order. And what's sad to say, just like the sodomites, no matter how many times I tell them out of love, they need to repent. They think I'm doing it because I hate them. The same thing for the Muslims. Listen, if you're here to assimilate, man, we're in this together. Praise God. You need anything, give us a call. We'll do our best to help you. But if you're not, there's going to be a show of force sooner or later. And hopefully it's lawfully, so it doesn't come to the latter. But folks, people are not putting up with what's being shoved down their throat, for the most part. And you know who's aiding and abetting these people? Those that are worshiping Donald Trump. Inadvertently, I hope. It's treason. But these are the people that are helping them do it. There's so many things I could have covered. I just had one of my friends on live chat. It goes way too fast. It always does. It always does. It always goes way too fast. But you know what's interesting is all of this, the conditioning of Americans, they're being lured in by representatives of we the people. Then they bring in federal agencies like that of ICE. What's their real objective? It's not the, as they call them, the undocumented, which are the illegals. It's the American people that oppose their political ideologies. Okay? If you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, there's an official government document. This is official. You can go online and find it. Who are the 72 types of Americans that are labeled potential terrorists by their own government? Guess who they are? I'm just going to give you a real quick download. I got 5 minutes left. Those that talk about individual liberties. Potential domestic terrorists. Labeled by who? Your government. Oh, and by the way, Oxford's English Dictionary, the word terrorism defined originally government by intimidation. What are you seeing right now? Government by intimidation. Number two, those that advocate for states' rights. I mean, folks, you are to deny who you are. You're to deny your government. You're to deny your heritage, because if you don't, then you're considered a potential domestic terrorist by your own government. Number three, those that want to make the world a better place. Really? No, we want it to be a bad place. Really? Number four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Think of that. You're considered a domestic terrorist by your government. Those that are interested in defeating the communists. Well, I thought that's what their objective was. No, folks, they're advocating it. They're acting out accordingly to who their daddy is. Just like the rest of them, right? The devil. Number six, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations. Our forefathers warned us of this. Number seven, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. You see the face behind that, friends? That is an evolutionary view of government, by the way. Number 8 is anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. This is a Christian nation. I don't care if you like it or not. Number 9, by the way, that's why they are coming here. I've heard it straight. I did a college in Bloomington, Minnesota, and we were talking about lines between church and state. We were asked to do a class there. And while we were talking about it, a young lady up in the front who thought she was all that in a bag of chips raised her hand and said, there's lines between church and state. I'm not going there. But the point being made is, all of a sudden behind her, I said, first of all, you are incorrect. I said, you heard that from the ACLU, which is a communist organization. Boy, talking about drinking the Kool-Aid. But all of a sudden, a young Muslim raised his hand and he said, I want to tell everybody in this room the reason we came to America is because it is a Christian nation. Amen. It took a foreigner to set an American straight, friends. He's exactly right. Is exactly right. Number 9, those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment. This is communism, right from the playbook. Environmentalism, friends, they're sick-minded reprobates. That's what they are. They care more about Mother Earth, as they call it, than they do human beings. These are the same people that advocate for the murder of the innocent in the womb. Number 10 is this. If you're anti-homosexual, you're a potential domestic terrorist. Who said that? Homosexuals in government. Number 11 is anti-immigrants. If you're an advocate for immigrants coming in here legally, your government's saying that you're a potential domestic terrorist. Now, just to really show you what's at work here and who's behind the invasion that's taking place in America, your government has listed through definition one of the 72 that if you're anti-Muslim, that you're a potential domestic terrorist. No, they're here to assimilate to our ways, not us to theirs. But what do? They come into your country, and they begin to demand everything. And they're the ones asking for help. The Patriot Movement, opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians. God didn't give them a right to violate the law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Nowhere in American government can you find a right for government to do the wrong thing. Nowhere. Number 15, members of the Family Research Council. I hope that they took it to the government. I hope they sue them to the core. Number 16, members of the American Family Association. They're naming ministries, friends. Those that believe that Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American American Union. By the way, for those that didn't know, this is what Donald Trump just did through the USMCA. They're already telling you. They're forecasting what they're doing, friends. Number 18, members of the American Border Patrol, American Patrol, you're considered potential terrorists. Folks, it goes on and on and on and on. Folks, you're being invaded. I want to tell you the cure to all of this, because when you look in Leviticus 26 and you look in Deuteronomy 28, at the very end of Leviticus 26, you see that God shows mercy to a people that repent. You see, that is the gospel message, is to repent. Folks, it's upon you. It's not coming. I'm not telling you 50 years before it comes to pass. Judgment is upon your heads. There's no question about it. With that said, it's for you to get with you and your God in Jesus Christ and begin to ask Him to show you who He is through your life for His purposes. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Until you find something to die for, friends, you haven't found anything to live for, and find it in Jesus Christ. By the way, if you want to see that article, I will post it on my YouTube page even now for all my live chat friends. Here is the article. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you on Monday. See ya.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.